Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Spiro Battistatos, who is the president and CEO, the very well-known Spiro, from the South Shore Convention and Visitors Authority. Spiro, welcome back to Eye on the Arts.
John, great to be here. How are all things South Shore Arts? What's going on in your world?
Well, this is that last week we had all of the Holiday Pops concerts for the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. And then we're sort of, we have Marie Sendak exhibit coming up in February.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's nice. So, and what about your bailiwick? What's going on at the Indiana Visitors Center?
Well, right now we're in full throes of all things A Christmas Story. Uh-huh. We are now presenting for the 12th time with our intellectual property agreement with Warner Brothers, A Christmas Story Comes Home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. We've unfortunately, by the time our listeners are hearing us, we will have missed the Oh Fudge tire relay race, which you need to come out for. It's a hoot.
Uh-huh.
It's an absolute blast. But we still have photos with Santa going on the weekends. We still have Wag Your Tail Wednesday on December 18th. Now on December Saturday 21st, this is a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's Little Piggy Mashed Potato Eating Contest.
Oh, my.
Which it's absolutely a blast to watch kids of all ages, all the way from, you know, 5 years old to adults,
mm-hmm.
trying to eat as much mashed potatoes as they could do. We're having a lot of fun with this. It's 12 years. We keep changing it up. We've added some pajama parties so kids can come in and watch the movie. And
oh, that's cute.
Yeah, we're it's just a fun thing. It's a lot of tradition. You see some Northwest Indiana families coming in year after year. The kids are getting older, and
mm-hmm.
it's just something they do, and they bring visitors in, and people come into town for the holidays, and it's a must-see. So for us, this has been a very, very good decision. It continues to pay dividends, and if you need a leg lamp,
you're the spot for it.
We are the best location of anything A Christmas Story that you want. Our gift shop's got it. If we don't have it, you don't need it.
And not just lamps, but other Everything. Forms of the leg
we
lamp.
We have the Red Ryder BB gun. We have leg lamp night lamps. We have all kinds of fun stuff.
Christmas ornaments? I think I have a Christmas ornament from you.
We have ornaments. We have clothing. We have it all. So come on by. if you're a last-minute shopper and you want some good ideas, our gift shop is where you get them.
Okay. Well, I have a gift shop too.
Well,
and I have good ideas. But I don't have any leg lamps.
Right now we're seasonal. So, you know, come and see us, and then you can go see John's gift shop in the new year.
And, hey, the season is important to us, too. This is our busy season, you know.
It is.
So, I think that it's synonymous, this Gene Shepherd story with our region. And so it's important that you would be able to capitalize on it.
It is. It's been a very logical, very good, and very fun promotion.
Mm-hmm.
People take a lot of pride in this, and they like telling the story, and it's something positive. Again, you know, you and I are in the positive business. We
True.
Want good stories for Northwest Indiana and the South Shore, and that's the business we're in, and we keep trying to tell those positive stories to visitors and to our residents alike.
Mm-hmm. And did it start when you were able to acquire the Macy's windows?
It did, 12 years ago, yep.
Yeah, and those are, how many of them are there?
We actually have seven.
Mm-hmm.
We commissioned a new one, so there's only six on display. The seventh one travels.
Oh.
But it's being refurbished, and your guys have been phenomenal at the Center for Visual Performing Arts in refurbishing these windows.
Oh, the theater people.
Yes, they've been
good.
Absolutely amazing. And so the seventh one will be back out traveling. But it's been to places like Riley's Children's Hospital.
Mm.
We've had it in Chicago. We've had it at Bass Pro Shop. I mean, just...
And that's the one that you commissioned.
Yeah, no, that's called the Christmas morning scene. And that was the original window number six.
I see.
And so that's the one that travels.
I see. And that depicts all the presents.
Christmas morning, yeah, and Ralphie's got his Red Ryder BB gun,
yeah,
and the Parkers are sitting in their living room, and that's
before he shoots his eye out.
This is yes, before he shoots his eye out. We commissioned the dream sequence where he does in that scene where he's getting the robbers in the backyard. He's having this vision of saving the family. That is the
one. You know,
one
I don't think I realized that you had commissioned one of them. I'll have to look more closely.
You will. Come on by and see us.
Yeah, I'm there. I love those windows. They're really fun. Well, so this is all up through the end of the month.
Yes, it is.
And after the mashed potatoes, what happens next?
Then it's Christmas Eve, more photos with Santa. You can come by, of course. Have I seen you take your picture putting the tongue on the flagpole?
You have never seen such a thing. No.
Well, I think you should come do that. I think that would be a lot of fun for you to do.
Yeah, well, let's do it on a warm, like a balmy day when it's in the 50s, maybe. All right, Spiro, thank you for being here to tell us and entice us to come to visit the Indiana Visitor Center.
John, thank you. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.